that I've noticed, like, I've never experienced any other race or ethnic group of men, like, go out of their way to try to, like, diminish or put a black woman down besides the black man.
She's brainwashed, dumbed down, emotional, and has no clue as to what she's talking about.
We can say the exact same thing. There's no other race of women who put their men down more than black women, by far. I mean, it took a lot of nerve for her to turn this camera on and say this. I guess it's projection. We just defending ourselves against all the hate we get from y'all.
Remember that? You could just be minding your business, and then here comes a fucking black man trying to down your appearance and shit, or just talk about you for no reason. Like, you don't even know the guy.
It's a made-up tale. It's a total fabrication. It never happened.
Why are you even being rude and nasty to me? Like, why are you talking on me or about me? Like, anything that I have on, anything that I'm doing, like, why? Like, I've never experienced any other race of men go out of their way and say something rude and nasty. Like, why do y'all do that?
I know you playing.
I wasn't really paying attention to what she was saying, but I think I got the gist of it. If you say anything that can be considered a criticism or anything, or maybe you just don't like whatever, and you go in on a black woman, it can't just be that somebody had a problem with them individually. They always got to go, oh, you don't like black women and black men don't like black women. No, maybe a black man just didn't like your ass.
No, I, you're right.
And then it's always, oh, I'm joking. Why are you joking with me? Like, do I look like a joke, bitch? Don't joke with me. I don't joke with you guys. I don't. It's nothing funny about you guys. Y'all be, and it's always the ones that just be got tattoos on their face, looking mad dirty. Mother don't love them. Father never cared about them.
You be all right, nigga. You tough, right?
Some pookie roasted her, playfully roasted her. Y'all know how I feel about roasting. But I won't go down that road. And she got butt hurt. Black women say rude, disrespectful stuff to black men all the time and try to say it's just joking and, oh, you sensitive. And you, what, you don't got a sense of humor? Y'all do that all the time to us. But if we do it back to you, you ready to throw a fit? Yeah, they can dish it, but they can't take it. I already know that about black women. If you say something that hurt their feelings, they talking about getting somebody to come shoot the place up.
Oh, shit! Say it again!
It comes to these black men who specifically say that they don't date any black women, like black women whatsoever, you have to look at the relationship with their mother.
Is this camera on me?
Yes, it's on.
That's stupid!
No. A dude could have a great relationship with his black mother and still not want anything to do with you ratchet B-dubs. It has nothing to do with relationship with his mother. These women only get triggered when a guy they like don't like them back and don't date black women. They don't care about who 90% of black men date. They only get triggered when one of the 10%ers say, oh no, I don't date black women. That's when they got to make a TikTok video about it.
Or their grandmother or any of the women in their life. And that will tell you why that man is saying that. Because a lot of the times when black men be like, they don't want to date no black woman whatsoever, it don't matter. Even though they have not encountered every single black woman.
You know that anger you get when you deal with like a person that's just completely stupid? What's wrong with your brain? Like why do you not see what you are? Like, and I get there with women, like I truly do.
When you encounter 50 of them, and 47 of them on some major, major, major bullshit, yeah, you can make an educated decision to not mess with B-dubs. I'll say for myself, look, 90% of the black women I've come in contact with have been really off-putting for one reason or another. So look, I don't even want to be in those circles. Even if I do meet a 10%er, she know a bunch of 90%ers. Her family is filled with a bunch of 90%ers. Her friend group is filled with a bunch of 90%ers. No, I'm cool. So I'm still going to have to be around them, and I'm cool on that.
I beg your pardon?
Subscribe now if you like what you heard so far and you want more content from me. It really helps this video and the channel blow up. Thank you.
Niggas, they kindness get played on just because they real and they help people. Oh, he a trick. Oh, he a sucker. No, bitch, I just want you to see some food in the mother. For your nasty kids, bitch.
That escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
The world it came to, though. You buy a woman a purse, You ain't just being nice. You a trick.
Yes.
In her eyes, you're not a nice guy. Why y'all think I'm not a trick? Because you can't give a woman a gift today and she'd be like, wow, thank you. I appreciate you.
Not gonna happen.
No. If you give a woman a gift today, in the back of her mind, when she pull out from you, girl, yeah, girl, the nigga just bought me a look. Bitch, yeah, this nigga over tricking good.
Provide, nigga!
Yes, basically.
Whole time, you think you just doing a good deed. You think you just being a good man, a good nigga.
That is bullshit.
It's cap. You're not just being a nice guy. Because if you didn't want to effer, you wouldn't put no food in the refrigerator for her funky kids, as he says it. Yeah, if she was 600 pounds and had an eye patch, would you still be a nice guy? Women can see through that fake nice guy stuff. She know just as well as you know, you only doing this because you either hitting it or trying to hit it. So yeah, man, stop it with this nice guy stuff. Yes, you're a trick. I respect a man more who just outright pay for it, honestly. But hey, do what you want to do with your money. But my question is, I wonder, do he put food in his partner's kid's mouth who's struggling? I wonder, would he be just as much of a nice guy for a random guy he ain't know like that, who he just wanted to help out, who was a fan of his music or something and came up to him for an autograph? I'm just curious.
If you haven't accomplished a certain amount of stuff on your own as a woman, I can't even talk to you. Like, just that's just my personal opinion. I ain't got no slack in nobody. I ain't judge nobody, none. I've been broke plenty of times. Forbes figured it out. So, but the reason why I'm saying it is not because of what she can do for me. It's the mindset. See, when a woman hasn't been a certain level of successful, bro, she think her feelings mean something. That shit don't mean none. That's some shit you feel in your chest. Don't nobody else feel that shit but you. You think your feelings are more important than him going to make the paper. But if you didn't accomplish some shit on your own, you done had to swallow your own feelings plenty of time. Tired, period on, still gotta go, sad, depressed, everything. Still gotta push yourself through this shit, and you done made it to a certain point of success. So they give you the amount of grace to be able to understand and get his man while he working on something.
I understand where you're coming from. You want a woman who has done something with her life other than work at Walmart. I think that's a good thing to look for. She knows the blood, sweat, and tears that it takes to accomplish something real in life and not just getting stuff because you're a girl. I'm not saying a woman got to be a successful business owner or nothing, but a woman who actually went to school for something legit and actually has a history of going to a job day in and day out when she feel like it, when she don't feel like it, when she's sad, when she's depressed, et cetera, et cetera. A woman who's done something that shows some type of character and discipline, because she's going to need it in a 50-year relationship. So I agree with dude.